This is Akashwani. The news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India today is eager for progress, restless to achieve development and determined to become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi made the remarks while delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi last evening.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है
Mr. Modi said, people have seen how the past 25 years of the 21st century have passed with great speed and one challenge after another has come, and yet the pace of India could not be stopped. He said, despite global challenges, the Indian economy is growing at a faster rate. The Prime Minister said, today the world sees the Indian growth model as a model of hope.
बीते 4-5 साल कैसे पूरी दुनिया के लिए चुनौतियों से भरे रहे हैं 2020 में कोरोना महामारी का संकट आया पूरे विश्व की अर्थव्यवस्थाएं अनिश्चितताओं से घिर गई ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन पर बहुत बड़ा प्रभाव पड़ा और सारा विश्व एक निराशा की ओर जाने लगा इन सारे संकटों के बीच हमारी इकोनॉमी ने हाई ग्रोथ रेट हासिल करके दिखाया
In Bihar, the BJP Legislative Party will meet at the state headquarters in Patna today, where the newly elected 89 MLAs will choose their new leader. Bihar BJP President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal said party observers will also attend the meeting. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The Telangana cabinet has decided to conduct only Gram Panchayat elections in December, as the Rs. 3,000 crores grant that should come from the centre will lapse by March 31, 2026. The decision on conducting elections for Mandal Parishad Territorial Constituencies, MPTCs, Zilla Parishad Territorial Constituencies, ZPTCs and Municipal Corporations will be taken after the High Court's final orders on 42% reservation for backward classes. The cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy had decided to conduct only Gram Panchayat elections after Prajapalan celebrations to mark 2 years of the Congress government. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry announced the second tranche of electronic component manufacturing scheme in New Delhi. Under the second tranche, 17 applications have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media, Mr. Vaishnav said these 17 projects will generate a production of worth 60,000 crore rupees and over 11,000 jobs.
To achieve long-term success, we will have to focus on three major things. First, develop our design teams. My second request is to focus on getting Six Sigma quality in every product that we manufacture. And third ask is, as far as possible, for everything that you use in your factory, in your plant, in your laboratory, get Swadeshi, get Atmanirbhar.
Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal were sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protests last year. The three-member bench led by Justice Mohammad Ghulam Murtaza Majumdar also sentenced former Inspector General of Police Chaudhry Abdullah Al-Mamun, who turned state witness, to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. Meanwhile, India's Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said India remains committed to Bangladesh's peace, democracy and stability and will continue engaging constructively with all stakeholders in the country. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key associate of the terrorists involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jasir Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, were arrested from Srinagar. According to the agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack. It added that Wani is an active co-conspirator of the attack and worked closely with terrorist Umar Nabi to plan the terror carnage. The Iranian government has suspended the visa waiver facility available to ordinary Indian passport holders visiting Iran from the 22nd of this month. The decision has been taken in view of reported incidents of luring Indians to Iran on false promises of employment or with assurances of onward transit to third countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.